Ivy Olesh has a 2-year-old, and she doesn't plan to move out of Philly.
I founded the organization prior to having children or even being pregnant.
Olesh helped found Friends of Chester Arthur to support her local public school in the Graduate Hospital neighborhood.
We wanted to sort of get involved before people felt that they needed to move out of the city because their kids were just about old enough to enter school.
Olesh says she and her husband supported public education, but they'd heard so many negative things about Philadelphia public schools.
We made this assumption, I guess, that Philadelphia public schools are bad. They're inadequate. They're unsafe.
Olesh says after visiting Chester Arthur, they realized it was just fine. There were good teachers and well-behaved students engaged in learning. With Friends of Chester Arthur, Olesh and some other area residents set out to make the school even better. She's one of many young professionals determined to raise their kids in Philly.
The fact of the matter is that any great neighborhood has a great school as its backbone, and so we want to support our school as much as we can.
George Matisik grew up in Philly and went to Catholic school. About a year ago, he started Friends of Mifflin to support the public school just a few minutes from the house he and his wife own in East Falls. He, too, got involved without even having kids.
My wife works for the Free Library. I work for Philabundance. We recognize that the long arc solutions to a lot of the problems that we face at our jobs from day to day can be handled first and foremost at the education level.
Matisik's group is trying to do what others across the city are doing as well, including Ivy Olesh in the Graduate Hospital area. Olesh says Friends of Chester Arthur has been strategic in its initial moves. The first thing the group did was raise money for school supplies.
We tried to focus a lot on working on projects for the school that had an immediate effect for the students that were currently there and for the teachers that were currently there to really show and prove that this was not an organization that was founded purely on our own children that may go to school there.
The Friends group has also given awards for the most improved students. It's moving slowly and building camaraderie. In East Falls, George Matisik says it's helped to get guidance from people like Olesh and members of the Coalition of Rising Education Leaders.
There is no perfect manual for how to do this. There's been this loose collaboration, which has started to be formalized by Philly Corps, among others, where we're all kind of coming together and exchanging ideas and saying, how are you doing it in your neighborhood?
Before Matisik, there were parents like Roger Hill, the father of 2 current Mifflin School students and one who already graduated.
I volunteered here so long, I just feel like I went here from my childhood. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Historically, there have been racial and socioeconomic tensions here in East Falls. Roger Hill lives in the Abbotsford Homes public housing development. And as people like Hill and George Matisik forge alliances, the tensions are ebbing. Hill says the school has been through ups and downs over the years, and lately, it's been changing for the better. 5 miles away, it's getting more common to spot strollers on the sidewalks of Fishtown. Despite that, George Santana says not every new resident of the gentrifying neighborhood feels comfortable starting a family here.
We're actually hearing from young professionals who have decent jobs that they're not going to have kids. They're delaying their reproduction because they're worried about schools. It's kind of a shocking thing.
Santana is the founder of the 19125 Parents Coalition, the zip code that includes Fishtown, East Kensington, and Old Richmond. He helped start Friends of Hackett to support the school he hopes his infant son will one day attend. He's trying to build connections with longtime residents. Santana loves this city and wants to stay. But he says if things don't change,
you're going to end up having a renter's community. So you're going to still have the young hipster kind of kids that come into the city. But you're not going to have people laying down roots, paying taxes, and starting families. And so if you don't have that, you don't actually have a city. What you have is a hotel.
The challenge is getting the lifelong Fishtowners, the hipsters, the young professionals, and the would-be parents to unite to improve Hackett. Santana wants to make it the number one school in Philadelphia. Can it happen? He's certainly going to try. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.